From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, an interview with California Democrat and recall candidate Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante. But first, agents from the FBI are in Iraq leading the investigation into the terrorist attack on the UN headquarters in Baghdad that killed and wounded dozens of people, including the top UN official there, Sergio Vieira de Mello. UN leader Kofi Annan says his organization will remain in Iraq, but adds the U.S. may have underestimated the difficulty of stabilizing post-war conditions. Dr. Phoebe Marr is the author of The Modern History of Iraq and a former senior fellow at the National Defense University. Dr. Marr, who are the organized groups in Iraq who are doing this, and what are their goals?
Well, first of all, I couldn't specify how organized they are, but roughly there are remnants of the old Ba'athist regime of various kinds, military, non-military. There are probably some paid people who are angry over the lack of return of electricity and so on, but increasingly it's probably Islamists from outside that we are going to loosely call connected with Al-Qaeda as well that have come back into Iraq and whose hallmark is usually this car bombing type of thing.
The U.S. administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, mentions a group called Ansar al-Islam, he says, is connected to Al-Qaeda. What do you know about them?
Well, that was a group that had Kurdish origins, and it was a breakaway group that carved out a little slice of territory up in the north of Iraq on the Iranian border before this recent war, and probably had contacts with the Taliban, training in Afghanistan, and had people come from outside that were connected with it, and it definitely would fit into this sort of Al-Qaeda kind of group. We ended that group at the end of the war, but many of them dispersed and apparently have now come back into the center of Iraq.
Well, it was a bloody day in Iraq and also a bloody day in Jerusalem, where, again, there is an attack, a terrorist attack, Palestinian terrorist in this case. The very idea of these tactics seems to persist and go on.
Yes, I think there's no doubt about it. The car bomb is a hallmark of these terrorist attacks, both in Israel, and also we have to remember of Al-Qaeda. This is an escalation now in Baghdad, which is, of course, not very good news.
Don't these groups ever feel that they risk offending the local population by the use of these terror tactics? Aren't they frightened at losing their base of support, such as it is?
Yes, of course, as with all tactics, you win some, you lose some. To put it bluntly, there's a risk. Naturally, they know they alienate some people. But their main idea is to, at least in Baghdad, is to create chaos and fear. That's what terrorism is, fear of the population, to get rid of the United States, raise the cost to them, and also to frighten the local population into not cooperating with the United States, just creating disorder and so on. And in at some expense to them, of course, but if they can accomplish that, that, I think, is their main mission in this.
Dr. Phoebe Marr, author of The Modern History of Iraq and a former senior fellow at the National Defense University, thank you.
You're very welcome.